In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on medical leave. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What it do? Jay Kahn.
First week of the NFL season. Pittsburgh Steelers are in first place in the AFC North. Something I didn't think I'd say all year long.
I told you Dallas Cowboys will score a lot of points this year, man.
Yeah, man, I forgot. The Browns got Deshaun Watson. Man, he is a turd. You guys gave up how many picks for that sexual assault and turd, and then made him the highest paid player in the... Jesus
Christ. He was 24 of 45 with 2 interceptions and a passer rating of 51.1.
Hey, did you see the play? So, like, there's plenty of plays that you could go back and look at. The end of the Arizona game when Marvin Harrison Jr. is just doing jumping jacks. Like, Kyler! Kyler! I'm over here! This is a game-winning touchdown! He didn't see him. And then you had that game where Amari Cooper's doing the running man by himself on the right side of the field, and Deshaun Watson's running backwards. So, yeah, some interesting stuff this weekend.
Two teams that you thought, you know, may surprise you. Nah, they still who they are. The Browns,
yeah,
and the Cardinals. Well, some teams find ways to lose,
but the Cardinals did. They played them tough.
Yeah,
they
but
came all the way down.
But they find ways to lose.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. But you know, like even this weekend, you know, like last night. So my lock was the Rams. So you can see how I feel about overtime and how everything went. +4.5. Nah, let's give them a touchdown in overtime. Bang, bang, boom. All the people I talked to said, yeah, the Rams are going to get blown out. I'm like, okay.
No.
But they still won and covered, so it didn't matter. You guys ended up being right. I guess just looking back at yesterday.
They didn't get blown out.
Who?
The Rams.
No, I'm saying they won and covered.
Okay.
So that makes them right. You know what I mean? Because they covered the point spread. That's all you're looking at when you're talking to people about this stuff. But, yeah, I got to say, like, just watching yesterday, I think the Cowboys were the biggest surprise to me in how they played, and maybe you could say it's the Browns and how they played it in a home opener. Just pathetic. But the other thing that was kind of interesting, too.
I got to be honest with you, that's kind of what I'm expecting from the Cowboys every game. I think they're going to be a team that's going to put up a lot of points this year.
They're going to have to, because I don't know how they're going to run the football.
Yeah, they're going to put up a lot of points this year. I think Dak got the bag before the game. I think they're going to be all right this year.
Tyreek Hill almost got the bag before the game.
Yeah, how about that?
He came out and dropped an 80-yard touchdown reception. Guy's a freak of nature.
I cut you off.
That's all right. Did you see the celebration where they put his arms behind his back like he was being arrested? Man, what the hell? And then I was going to say, no, like New Orleans, I don't know what to think about them because it's the Panthers, but good God, did they beat their ass. Oof. Interesting Sunday. Interesting Saturday.
Panthers
too.
Look like they were just walking around saying, man, when's payday?
Yeah.
I'm just here for payday.
Is it direct deposit or we pick the check up at the facility?
Because if I got to go to the window, I'm going to go backwards. I don't want y'all to see me. They're a bad football team. Horrible football team, man.
Oh, man. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. It was awesome.
You want to elaborate and all that?
I don't know if I can elaborate on it because it's not on the rundown sheet. You know, you got 1/3 of the morning show throwing out the first pitch of the Orioles game for ALS, and it's not mention it on here. So can I talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll talk about it. I got a chance to throw out the first pitch on Saturday. Orioles came to me, I think it was after the Mets series, on his plane, hit it down, and asked me to throw out the first pitch, wanted to do something for my mom, throw out the first pitch, and I did that yesterday. They put it together really well. They gave her the red carpet treatment, even the umpires, to be honest with you, not only the players and the manager and the coach, but even the umpires did. We were on the field right for the anthem, and just as they're about to do the anthem, Freddie Gonzalez looked at me and motioned me to bring my mom up to the line where the players were, and it was cool, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you this. Your mom, like in talking to her, did she kind of tell you how she was feeling in that moment? Could you tell?
Her eyes told it.
Yeah.
Her eyes told it. She was, her eyes told it. I hadn't seen her smile that much in a long time. When they did the O, you know what I mean? She kind of like was rocking a little bit, was smiling. And I don't think she expected the fireworks at the end of the anthem. When the fireworks went off, her eyes got bright and big. She started smiling. When Hyde came over after the pitch, she just constantly, players talking to her. It was a great moment.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, like just a couple different things about it, because your mom and my grandfather in the same facility, different ends of the hall. My grandfather has dementia, your mom has ALS, and the thing that I love seeing, because I don't know how many times I run into you or I see your car out there, but we don't get to talk, is I know what I'm doing, and I know the reasons why I'm doing it, but I also see that in you, mm-hmm. which I'm not trying to make this about me or anything, because I see so many people, and I've been going to this place for almost 3 years now, that nobody come to see.
Nobody come, yeah.
I know people on a first-name basis at that place, so the fact that not only are you going there, when you go out of town, the first thing you do when you get back is you're there. Mm-hmm. Whenever you find some time in between the radio and the Orioles game, you're there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, look, I don't like giving you any compliments whatsoever, but I think that's impressive.
Likewise, that's your granddad, you know, I mean, that
I get frustrated at family members that don't come see.
I do too. To me, it should be a no brainer, man. I mean, it's a no brainer. It's my mom. And I'll be honest with you, dude. I mean, I'm not my mom's only kid.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's tough to see, but to be fair though, all the good that you did for ALS on that day, you took it all back with that sorry-ass first pitch.
Ben McDonald, man.
Hold on. I didn't get to hear it because I was where I was. I couldn't listen. I got to see it. Were they kind of busting your chops?
Oh, first of all, I did my third inning hit on the field, and I brought it up. I mean, you're not going to act like it didn't happen.
No,
so I brought it up, and Ben was like, man, I don't know why you're smiling right now, because you – and he got on me. So it ended up – the way the offense played at the end of the game, it was kind of good that happened, because we had that to laugh at. And I told my daughter yesterday, I said, you know what? I didn't mean to spike it, but I'm getting more life out of this thing by spiking it than I would have if I had lobbed it, because I wasn't throwing no 80-mile-an-hour strike down there. It was either going to be a lob or I'll try to throw it straight. Tried to throw it straight, and it went straight
and the
ground.
I'm not trying to give you a pass, but I know you've had shoulder issues as well. But still, throw a strike, man. Stop being a bitch.
Jeremy, Ben said, what happened? I said, Ben, I'm not one to make excuses. It was the rain delay.
They didn't give me enough time to warm up.
I went down on the field before the game to warm up. And never warmed up. I had a ball in my hand, and looking around, nobody to play catch with me. And I hadn't thrown a baseball since I left Mount Carmel.
Was that a softball when you threw it, though?
No, it was a baseball. No. No, I'm trying to give you the years.
Okay.
I think the last time I threw a baseball was maybe 2021 or 22 when I went through batting practice for Mike Naughton. Baseball team for Mount Carmel. Probably that's the last time I threw a baseball. And it looked like it. That was the last time I threw a baseball. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was. But, as I said before, I got more life out of that than I would have thrown a strike.
That's because you turn a negative into positive, and it's still all good.
It's still all good. But it was a great day. Treated my mom first class, man. The thing, and I was touched with how that thing went viral after the fact.
Yeah.
You know, so many people with comments on it. You had a couple of people busting my chops about the throw. But there was still so many positive.
But everyone that's busting your chops on a video or whatever, that means other people are seeing it for the reason. Like the whole thing that we always say, and I know you do it with autism, now it's ALS, it's all of it. And, you know, same thing with me and pediatric cancer. My wife has MS, you know, all the different things that affect you in life. And it's weird how you feel about things once it does affect your life. Yeah. But, you know, we always say, if you can donate, great. If you can help the cause, great. But by sharing or just acknowledging, like, you're helping whether you realize it or not, because other people are seeing it, and you don't know if one or two of those people are going to share it.
And I know you feel this because of all the things you do. And when I say this, you get more fulfillment out of doing for others than doing for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like you impact more people than just doing something for yourself. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Morning. Yeah, it sounds like you and yours had a great weekend. That's one of the things I like about this show, man. You guys, it's not all about sports. You guys bring us back to earth, man.
Appreciate that, man.
I like that. I like that story about your mom and like hearing about Mr. Khan, you know, and all the everything, the laughter and everything. And on that note, all these it's not a shovel because it's not that time yet, but all these fans that are like, it's like we're one game into the NFL season and people are already talking all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Negative stuff. I like the positivity going on. You guys have a great
You too. You too, Chris. Have a great day. But again, and we'll go to the break right now. Again, that's why we say stop watching baseball with football eyes, because that's what you do with football. Mm-hmm. You got one game. Now you got to wait till the next game.
Well, it's
that's all you got for a week.
It's almost the equivalent now with 17 games that each game's worth 10 games. You know, if you're looking at it from baseball standpoint.
Right. How do you feel? How you feel this change about the Baltimore Ravens loss to the Chiefs? We'll talk about that at 6:30. But on the other side, week one recap. Jeremy, let's see what our records are after our first week of predictions, minus Monday Night Football. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Jeremy, I think I had a pretty decent week.
I think I didn't.
Remember, so right now, if I'm not mistaken, I'm 11-4 right now.
Maybe I should count my losses because I lost the first three on here. I had Baltimore, Green Bay, and Atlanta.
I had Baltimore. I mean, I'm sorry. I had KC, Green Bay, and Atlanta. So I lost two of the first three, but after that went on a nice little run.
What did you lose? New England was the only one you lost?
I lost New England. I lost the Green Bay game. I lost the Atlanta game. I lost New England game and the Washington game. Yeah, I had Washington winning that game. Those are my four losses.
I'll tell you my losses, and we might need a little bit more time here. We might go over, Joe.
Give me your losses.
I had the Rams beating Detroit last night. That one sucked. Overtime just killed me. That was my lock, by the way, and just frustrating as all hell. Plus 4.5, up 3, going to overtime. Going to overtime, give up a touchdown. Of course you did. I had Tampa Bay. I had Cleveland. That's a loss. I had Seattle, Chargers.
Whoa. Yeah. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's a win.
Okay.
I'll give you the losses. The Rams, the Browns, the Giants, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and then Atlanta, Green Bay, Baltimore. So I had quite a few.
Oh, so you lost 8.
Yeah. That's 500.
I don't. You hope to go 500 after the day.
Tonight, I forgot to
ain't 500 yet. Yeah, you hope to go 500.
Damn it.
I'm going to tell you the ones I didn't understand by you. I didn't understand the Giants game, and there's another one that I didn't understand.
Well, the Giants it was a home dog or a home favorite, depending on when you got the line, of 1 point. It was a pick 'em game. So it's like, do I want to bet on Sam Darnold and the unknown with Minnesota or the Giants being at home? I took the home team. That's the one. And by the way, this was the one pick that I said outside of the Ravens and the Chiefs where I could see anything happening. I didn't know what was going to happen in that game. The other ones, man, I thought the Browns were going to come in and handle business at home. I feel like I handicapped the Rams game the right way and just came up with a loss, but okay. And here's the dilemma when we're doing this. If I get a team that's a field goal or less and I think they're going to cover, I got to pick them to win. I had the Colts and... By the way, did anybody see Anthony Richardson's throw that was just ridiculous?
Yes.
He's getting pushed back off of 1 foot, and he throws it like 70-some yards in the air and drops it into a bucket.
What he better stop doing, though, is that touchdown run that he had.
Oh, yeah.
Stop doing that, kid.
By the way, I watched almost all that game. I was out. I got invited by DraftKings to go to this VIP party and got a chance to watch all the games. But that game in specific, he did a lot of terrible things for all the good things he does, too. He's got to work it out. But You know, that was another one. And again, just going back to some of the things we said, like Chicago winning, they scored two defensive touchdowns to win. What else do we have here?
How about the Pittsburgh Steelers winning with no touchdowns at all?
It's crazy, man.
None.
I said that game was going to be high scoring, and I end up getting five field goals from the Steelers. And
five or six.
Was it six in the end? Maybe it was
18 points.
Yeah, six in the end. I'm sitting there going five at the end of it because the every time you had a chance, like, okay, they'll kick a field goal here, or they'll go for it. Arthur Smith might have the most boring offense to watch in the history of sports.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a whole lot of options at quarterback.
That's fine. That's fair.
You know, sometimes you got to go boring. And with Justin Fields, I thought he played a very good game considering he didn't know whether he was going to quarterback or not. He was 17 to 24. He was very manageable with 156 yards passing and 57 yards rushing. So I think under the circumstances, he didn't play bad.
Yeah.
If I'm the Steelers, though, I'm like, hey, rush.
He had a couple.
You can't cook anymore, man.
Yeah, he had a couple really nice plays. And look, there. Again, when I talk about not being a results-driven guy, I watched some quarterbacks this weekend make some god-awful passes that worked out.
Yeah.
Like, you had no business throwing it up to that guy, and somebody jumped up and grabbed it.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Man, I still got a nasty smell from that Thursday night game, you know, with the illegal formations. And I was wondering, do y'all have any statistics about how often it was called over the weekend with the games? Because it's either two things. Either we were a sacrificial lamb, or it's just that much bias for the Chiefs.
Mike, let me ask you a question. Was the same officiating crew for the Ravens officiating all the other games?
Yes.
No, they weren't. You can't see. I mean, some officials look for different things, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ravens fans. Ronnie Stanley's notorious at lining up offsides. He is. Ever since he's been injured, he's notorious at it. And you know, like I know, Jeremy, when you go to rest before the game and say, hey, watch this guy right here. He keeps putting his hand on the bottom of the ball as he dribbles. What do refs do? They look for it and they catch it. So if Kansas City went to the officials and said, listen, man, watch Ronnie Stanley. He lines up in the backfield. I've noticed him line up in the backfield before. He's notorious for it.
Notorious.
And after two times, guess what you got to do? Stop doing it.
Well,
if they're calling you for it, then stop. Your defense can't be, well, they're doing it too. They're calling you.
Yeah, but even Harbaugh said it. Will somebody tell Ronnie to move up? Like, move up.
Yes.
What are you doing? And again, like, I agree with, like, I thought the calls were ridiculous, especially since this rule was put into place because of that right tackle on the Chiefs, and that cat was false starting and in the freaking backfield more than anyone. Yeah, so you do feel slighted, but you got to look around the league. I watched it get called in the Steelers game. It happened a couple times to the Falcons where they were saying the guy was lined up in the backfield. And you're like, illegal formation, neutral zone infraction, whatever you want to call it. I tried looking it up to see the numbers. I'm sure there's somebody out there that has it. I can't find it right now, Mike, to see how many were called.
Let's go to Tom in Easton. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Rob. I just want to say I was watching that. Most of the time I listen to the games on the radio, I happened to catch that one on TV, and there you were doing the first pitch. On a tear to my eye, and just think everything was first class all the way around.
He brought Thank a tear to my much, eye, man. Too.
Appreciate that, Tom.
But it was because of that throw. I was crying for baseball fans everywhere that ain't never had a chance to throw out a first pitch.
he put the two words together right, man, first class. I thought what they did was first class for my mom, man. I mean, honestly, again, I want to tell everybody this. They came to me about it. It was their idea. To do this because, you know, they would think it's great to work for, you know, when you work for somebody, when you hurt, they hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is, you know. So, again, it's their idea to do this, and it was handled first class. My mom had the red carpet. Pundits are saying Mahomes is the Ravens' kryptonite. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, with 72 hours passed, or give or take a few, have your feelings changed on the way you view the Ravens' loss to the Chiefs? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oi!
Bear!
I love the way that song. I don't like anything else about that song, but that oi! Oh, speaking of oi, Jeremy?
Yeah.
I had the worst pain that a man could have other than get hit in the gonads.
What?
I was walking, and I hit my pinky toe on the edge of a table.
Can I?
I mean, I was literally on the floor in tears.
Oh, man, your eyes well up.
Yeah.
It's like when you get hit in the nose. Like, yes. Even if it's by accident, someone's hand goes back.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You know, it was horrible.
The thing that gets me is my dog leaves her bones on the floor all the time. They fall off the bed. She'll knock them around. She'll leave them wherever she wants. And in the middle of the night, because I got a prostate the size of a grapefruit, I get up to tinkle about 7 times a night. Every night I kick one of those damn things because the lights are off.
Try to tell you, man, better take some Cialis.
I was like, damn you, Scuba Steve. Maybe that would help.
Cialis shrinks the prostate.
Would help me from rolling out of bed.
Come on, stop playing.
It's my kickstand.
Stop playing. Sorry. So 72 hours-ish removed. Do you feel any different about the Ravens than you did right after the game?
No, not really. Like, I think Baltimore has a really good team. You faced another really good team, and you lost a close game. And there's a lot of things you can... I mean, you lost the game. Did you see people posting a picture of Deion Sanders without his big toe saying, if he'd have caught the pass instead of Isaiah Likely, he'd have been in bounds?
Well, we could talk about Deion Sanders We're going to talk about that.
I got time today, guys.
Dude, this thing says college football weekend wrap-up. He may as well just said Colorado.
Yeah.
Anyway, the game went... like my score prediction was 24-17. The final score was 27-20. I thought it'd be a 7-point win by the Kansas City Chiefs. As I said before, if you play that game in October, November, I feel completely different about it. That's a game, that's a tough start for the Baltimore Ravens. They don't know who they are right now in terms of who goes where.
Yeah.
That game, I don't feel any different about it. If they had lost by 10 or more and looked like they were never in the game, then I would feel some way about it. I would feel different about it. But I don't, because it happened the way I thought it would happen.
The one thing I do feel differently about is that the demise of Mark Andrews was greatly exaggerated.
Yes, it was.
Because once you look at it on film, he was double-teamed a lot, and that's what kind of opened things up for Likely. This isn't me saying that Likely wouldn't have had success if he wasn't double-teamed, but I think Andrews would have been a little bit more involved in the offense. If you're gonna bracket him,
mm-hmm.
then go elsewhere. Like, you know, and I get it. You know what that says to me?
Good job, Lamar.
Yeah.
For not trying to force it into Andrews.
And the other thing is, Lamar still missed a couple of times that Bateman was wide open.
Which to me, it almost feels intentional, man. It almost feels, and I'm not saying it is. Is that I don't trust you? What is that?
But is it, all right, so let me give you another what if. What if it's him not trusting the offensive line to get the ball down the field? Because the past two times he's tried to get it to him, it's been a strip sack for a fumble.
So you're saying that his routes are a little longer?
I think his routes are deeper, but maybe they need to try to shorten some of those up or find some way to get him more protection, whether that's rolling him out.
Okay.
Something, but like again, it's one game, I'm not trying to say that's the end all be all. It's one game, but Bateman was open quite a bit. Mark Andrews was double teamed. I love the fact that if you saw it, Chase Daniels, who else? Peyton Manning, a handful of guys were coming to the defense of Lamar Jackson, saying, "You guys don't realize how good this guy is." And it's just funny to look at those numbers because sometimes the passes don't get there as pretty as the other guys. He does throw behind receivers at times. But he has three or four wow moments in every single game.
Let me give you who Lamar Jackson is. Lamar Jackson is like cheering for the league's top home run hitter who strikes out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to win you a lot of games because he hits a lot of home runs, but he's going to strike out. And I'm giving you an example. What was the play before the tiptoe play? He missed.
Oh yeah, he missed. That's the one he said he was throwing to Bateman, and it was
whatever.
Zay Flowers. He thought Bateman was gonna
whatever.
I thought you were gonna.
Yeah.
You remember when we did the? You were gonna do this.
Whatever.
But you did that.
All right. He should have caught one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
He missed that. He struck out. The last play of the game. Forget about the tiptoe. How many quarterbacks get that ball off?
There might be three in the league.
That's who Lamar Jackson is the last two plays of the game. He's going to miss one, but man, he's going to make a play that nobody else can make.
I'm trying to think, guys, like I think Anthony Richardson after what I saw this weekend, but again, he's an enigma wrapped in whatever the hell you want to. I mean, just you'll see some plays from him going, God, he's amazing. And then you're like, God, what are you looking at? He's fantastic to watch, but they've got to rein him in, and you're
Lamar's
right about the way he runs.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, I think, can do it.
Yeah.
And you have to put 15 on there. Pat Mahomes, I mean, how many things does he scurry out of when you think he's dead to rights?
Mm-hmm.
So those four stand out to me. And by the way, let me give you another one. C.J. Stroud. Did you see him?
Yes.
He picked up, and this is where I want to, like, I picked the Houston Texans to miss the playoffs this year. It was one of the bold stands I took. That's a huge win for them.
One of the dumb stands.
Well, we'll see what happens. But in that game in specific, he made four plays. He's the reason they won that game.
Yes.
He threw a pass on 3rd and 13 from his ass for a first down. He threw a pass on 3rd and 19 where he's being pushed out of bounds back across his body for a first down. And all those times, the Colts were in the game, and if they get the ball back, they have a chance to go down and win. And he threw another pass being taken down to the ground. It's just like...
Jeremy Kahn.
He's legit.
Jeremy Kahn. There are certain teams, certain players that will their team to winning. He's built that way. That's why his team is going to the playoffs. Shut he up. Is built that way.
You don't know.
Chris in Baltimore. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
A minute. So.
That's your fault, Chris.
Yeah, where you been?
You know
where
we are. You know where we are.
You lose our number?
Yeah, you said it was a minute like it's my fault, Jeremy. Yes, why you ain't called Chris, Jeremy?
Yeah.
What's up, Chris?
I've been on the bus, man. That's my
What's up, man?
Hey, look, so I still kind of feel the same way about the offensive line with Daniel Falele. I think the biggest mistake they made was letting Zeitler go, especially after I saw how he was pushing the line with Detroit yesterday. Man, I'm like, man, that was a gut punch. I'm almost on the fence with the pass rush. After seeing Ajabo with that the All-22, I'm like, man, if he's consistent like he was, he's going to be great. I still feel the same way with Harbaugh, far-wise his decision-making. And I do have one question. Can you challenge a penalty?
No.
With
no. Oh, okay.
At all. Trust me, we football games will be 6 hours long. You don't challenge penalties. Let's go to Tom in Odenton. What's up, Tom?
Hey, you talking to me?
Yeah,
yes,
are you Tom?
Okay, I'm just a little hard of hearing, so I apologize. Let me take you off my speakerphone, if that's all right.
That's probably better that you put it towards your ear.
Yeah, I am. I have it on speakerphone because I'm hard of hearing. So okay.
What's on your mind, Tom?
Well, there's a couple things.
Okay.
If you don't know.
All right.
I can't find the right app here. I'm not real. I'm 72 years
it's
old.
All right, man. Hey Tom, that's fine, man. We got a little patience, a little bit.
You're stuck on my speakerphone for a minute till I figure out how to get off this screen.
Tom, this might be the best call of the day.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm ahead of the game already. Hey Rob, I want to say one thing about you. If you don't mind. About you, my friend, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I've been listening to this station for a long time. And I remember when you first came on, and I don't know if they were paying you at the time or not. And I thought you were just a fan calling in. I went back in the old days when Ed started after he came back up from his vacation in Florida. and I liked the way you spoke about things and the knowledge you had. And
you got to be thinking about somebody else then. Couldn't have been him.
Oh, is this Jeremy and not Rob Long?
No, this is Jeremy. This is Rob. That was Jeremy. That was Jeremy messing with me. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
Well, I should be used to that from what I've been hearing. Anyway, I just want to say there's a lot of things that, first of all, I love the show. You guys are. You're not only just informative, but you bring back some history a lot of the times. And like I said, I'm 72, so I kind of live in the old days from time to time. Sometimes not by choice. But I really appreciate you guys being there. But I want to say a thing about, one thing about Harbaugh. This is our first loss in the season. It's going to happen. I used to coach ball a long time ago. And like most armchair coaches, I have opinions about things.
Mm-hmm.
But in my personal opinion, though we disagree sometimes from time to time, he's a doggone good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does the best he can, given the tools he has.
I agree with you. He does. I mean, he's a heck of a coach. Should be better because the tools he have, pretty good. Some of the best tools in the game.
Tom, thanks for the phone call.
Should be better.
Is he got us off speaker yet?
Hello, Tom. College football recap at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, pundits are saying Mahomes is the Ravens' kryptonite. Agree or disagree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Jeremy, a lot of folks are saying that Pat Mahomes is the Ravens' kryptonite. Your thoughts on that?
Man, he's everybody's kryptonite.
Exactly. Isn't he working on a three-peat right now?
Yeah. I mean,
fourth Super Bowl championship working on?
By the way, I do want to say this. Even though he's now, 5-1? Joe, is that correct? 5-1 with the playoff win against the Ravens. When you look at Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes head up. All of those games have been relatively close. The one difference is that cat's made a play to make something happen, whether it was coming back, getting the two-point conversion, whether it was this past week when you look at all the things that went on and some of the crazy-ass things that happened Thursday night with him making plays down the field or the design of the defense that, for some reason, had Roquan Smith covering Rashee Rice on multiple occasions. Those games have all been close. I remember I was in Germany, and then the Ravens tried to come back on the Chiefs on that big game and fell a little bit short. So the games have been relatively close. It's just he's gotten the edge in everyone.
He's everybody. He does that to who owns Pat Mahomes?
Brittany.
Yeah, other than her. I don't know of a team that has his number. They tried to say it was the Bengals. No, stop. Nobody got that guy's number.
Yeah.
He's this generation's Tom Brady. Tom Brady just basically said, look, I'm going to beat you in the Super Bowl. But then I'm going to leave and pass it on to you. That's what happened, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Tom Brady beat him in the Super Bowl and then passed the baton to him. He's that guy now.
Well, it's yeah, I mean, basically, because you're looking at this league and you're wondering who's going to be the next guys that kind of take that step forward. And, you know, Lamar and Josh Allen and some of these other names that have come up. I mean, we were talking about Jordan Love. Now it's Jared Goff with Detroit because they look really good. But again, I don't see any of them surpassing him. It's like, you're going to have to do something special.
Joe said he's 1-3 against the Bills. So the Bills has his number. I mean, but the one win is a playoff win.
No, he's got two. He's got to have two wins against the Bills because they beat.
Let's say 1-3.
Well, you're not counting the playoffs.
He's counting the playoffs.
So two and three, and then he's 2-1. He's 1-2 against the Titans.
No, he's 2-0 in the playoffs against them because remember the 13-second comeback win.
I don't know why Football Reference would not count that though.
Because they just count regular season.
They just count regular season stuff.
But he's 2-0 against the Bills
in the postseason.
The 13-second, yep. And then last year. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think that's some of the things.
Gone in 13 seconds.
Still a losing record.
Yeah.
Well, so that's one team, is one player you say that can beat him.
Yeah, but in the playoffs, when it counts. When playoffs, when it counts, he's got him.
The problem I have with this is the narrative is going to be written until something else changes. Right now, it's, hey, you can't beat him in the postseason. Eventually, it's going to happen. He's not going to be perfect in the postseason against all these teams besides Cincinnati and the one loss to New England. No, he's going to. We thought it was going to be last year when he went on the road, and the Bills ran right down their throat, and they somehow found a way to win, and then they came to town, and the Ravens said, we're going to zig when y'all think we're going to zag. No. They didn't want to run the football.
Good thing you zig, because we can't defend the zag. Yeah. We can defend the zig. Mm. And I know, who was the caller's name that said Harbaugh's a good coach? The older gentleman. What's his name?
Who?
Tom.
And I know Tom said Harbaugh's a good coach. He is a good coach. I've never said he wasn't a good coach. I'm just saying he's not good enough. Mm. I am. I mean, every great coach has a signature, offense or defense. Every one of them.
Except Harbaugh.
None.
I mean, because look, it doesn't mean he doesn't know offense or defense because he came in as a special teams guy. But realistically, if you look at every coach, they're hanging their hat on something.
Yes.
And like, you can sit here and say that this team has some of the best special teams, but it does help that you have the best kicker in the world, too. Which, it is funny to me that I've heard some people say, man, Justin Tucker's declining. He missed a 53-yarder. And I know he's missed a couple of 50-yarders the past few years, but that's still freaking amazing.
But, Jeremy, what part of the game is being eliminated more than any part of the game? Special teams.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be eliminated, man. Even a new kickoff rule. Is it really? Mm. Are you really putting excitement back in the kickoff?
I don't think so. Like, I don't dislike it, but I also don't like it. I'm just kind of indifferent to it. I'm going to see more of it, obviously, this year, but I'm like, oh, whatever. Just put them at the 25 and save us some time.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You guys need to sell some more commercials for our 11 minutes of action.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Birds, not a good weekend at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll talk Orioles baseball at 7:15. But on the other side, not a good weekend for the Buffaloes either. Yeah. Mm. Watch that on Saturday. College football up next on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.